Hello, patrons, and welcome to another episode of Reckless a Snack.
Hello.
Reckless a Snack.
Hi. Hey.
Hello. I have with me Nathan.
Hi.
I have Sophie.
Hello.
I have David.
It's me.
And I have myself.
Wow.
What incredible.
A truly incredible
lineup. And I have pickles. A lot of pickles, actually.
Pickles.
So
a pile of pickles.
Wait,
we have all of our gates up for plosives, right?
Yeah. We are recording this on the same day that we have also recorded our chocolate a snack. So we are just back-to-back slamming chocolate and then eating a bunch of pickles.
Yeah. Personally, I'm extremely into this pairing in ways that I'm not sure how to describe.
Got some nice savory chocolates. Wow, delicious. Sweet, sweet and I don't know where I'm going. I was like,
perhaps some sweet chocolate.
Yeah,
and
sweet
then
chocolate.
Some salty.
Then, yeah.
Savory salty.
Yeah. My brain's just like, no, you're done talking. Don't worry about it.
You had words. Now you don't have words.
You don't have words anymore. What I was going to say is that these are pickles hand selected by Sophie because Sophie, as we all know, has pickle opinions.
I have pickle opinions. I will say I am nervous because I picked up the pickles today. I picked up the pickles previously.
Yeah.
How many?
I was gonna say, I dare you to say another P word.
And I have pickle opinions. I didn't realize the light of my life, kosher dill, does not exist in every grocery store.
Oh no.
So I have done my best, but my preferred pickle is not here. The pinnacle of my pickle opinion is not present.
That wraps up the episode. Might as well turn it off, guys. Thanks for listening. Right. We've reached we've reached our apex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have selected what I thought were a good variety of a plethora of pickles.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I feel prepared for this.
I have an order, which will be my I'll reveal the order later.
the method behind the madness.
Yes.
That'll be the $10 tier of this episode.
Just a 10-second clip.
Yep.
So, should I introduce? Should I present the pickles?
Well, first off, I want to talk about two things.
Okay.
One, what is our interview question for today?
Oh, shoot. We decided this. So let me check the Discord.
If I recall correctly, it was something about, like, a fun fact that blew your mind.
Oh, yeah. What's a fun fact that blew your mind? Because I'll reveal my fun fact, and then it'll make sense why that's the question.
Okay, okay. All right.
I was being real fucking cagey this week in a way that I'm really not comfortable with.
Just wait. Just wait. I'll tell you.
The question is, what is a fact that blew your mind?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's when the murder mystery begins.
And the rating system for today, I originally put forward, if you had to pick a peck of pickles, which pickle would you pick a peck of? And that got shot down immediately. So I'm open to suggestions.
I mean, a peck of pickles.
It's a lot of pickles.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pickles.
Yeah. And if you had to pick them specifically, that's a lot of work.
Hand-picked. You have to hand-pick and then pickle
And I just can't say it. Today is not the day for elocution and execution of high-level phrases.
Right. We're just sitting around eating chocolates and pickles.
What about which of these pickles would you most want your dead corpse to be brined with to preserve you so you can go on an early 1900s style vaudeville traveling circus and have your body displayed for people to throw pennies at?
But they can't.
Is that a good one?
They can't taste me. That's really the important
part. But your body would forever be surrounded in the pickly goodness.
If you were to become a mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because pickles take a while to brine and, like, become pickles, how long in weeks would you wait for these pickles to pickle? 1 week? 4 weeks?
1 to 5 weeks?
Up to 10 weeks if you wanted, you know, for those really deep flavors.
Would you be willing to wait for these pickles?
See, my rating system was like, how frequently are you willing to eat these pickles? Because I ate pickles quite a lot when I was younger. And, like, there is a pickle I will eat all day, every day.
But we already know it's not here.
There it is. There is there a be. Close approximation.
Okay, all right, all right.
That is here. The spirit of that pickle is here today.
Yeah, what about the how many times a week you would eat these pickles?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. That's reasonable.
Fair. Yeah, okay. All right.
So it's a scale of 7.
Yeah. Then thinking about my pickled corpse being on display for a circus show.
Hey, listeners, know that when I'm giving my rankings, that's actually how I'm having to translate that into a ranking of how many times I would eat this a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's start. What is the first pickle of the day?
Okay. I think let's start with a sweet gherkin. David looks really disappointed.
Why would you start with that?
And also, clearly, you said that with like a lot of like force and circumstance of like, let's start with the sweet gherkin.
Sweet gherkin.
And then just no elaboration.
Yeah.
Where are these gherkins from? What's so sweet about them? What is a gherkin?
Oh, a gherkin is a tiny pickle.
I am the listener stand-in, Sophie. the people are wondering what gherkins
are. All right, so... For those of you who don't know, a gherkin is a tiny pickle. I think these are like 3 to 4 inches long. And a sweet gherkin is like a sweet brine. So they're typically like a little... They are savory with a little bit of sweetness to it. They're... What's the freaking pelican brand? Vlasic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're those pickles.
Yeah.
Is this a Vlasic brand?
Yeah.
Pickles?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's useful information.
Yeah. So,
bigger portions than the chocolates were in.
There's a plethora of pickles, everybody. Yeah. I did not listen to the small voices who Jonathan said, and I was like, I'm going to pack the pickles in.
So, yeah.
So if it makes you feel better, I'm having 2 gherkins.
Great.
Yeah.
I love gherkins, so... I'll do it. I'll sit here after the recording.
Everyone, whatever. Nathan, you can take the gherkins out.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'm not going to commit to that.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the sweet gherkin pickles.
I hate these. I don't like these either.
They are very sweet. I did not remember them being this sweet.
I think they are not nearly sweet enough.
Really?
Well, I mean, this is just like mass-produced pickle problems. Is like a lot of the stuff you get in most grocery stores are like mushy, right? Like,
yeah.
This, like the texture of this is not. There's no real like. There's so much less crispness than you'd want.
Yeah. Right.
They're just kind of like they just dissolve into like grainy mush.
Right.
But for me, it is both sweet. And still very vinegary.
Yeah.
And I can't square how it is both at the same time. You know, where it's like, I want it to either be like, oh, this is almost like candy. Or like, oh no, this is a vinegar, like super, super punchy thing. And this one's like, this is the worst parts of both very sweet and very vinegary. All in one mushy pickle. Wonderful.
Yeah. I got really caught up on it just mushed in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I'm expecting like, you know, a pickle, like it's more crisp. I understand where you're coming from of like, this is just, you know, your standard pickle in the grocery store. It's been there for a while, which is fine. But
I will say these are the shelf stable
pickles,
this jar.
Right. But I, like Sophie, also have pickle pinions, and this pickle does not do it for me.
I think this is a pretty pickle proficient podcast.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Right.
I think we all probably have some amount of pickle opinions between the group of us.
So, I'm not going to eat this one. No times of the week.
I'm also at 0 times a week.
I love the face that you made.
Yeah.
There was some visceral reactions. I didn't even look at people's faces, and like out of the corner of my eye, just my like lizard brain could read the body language. So
just
well.
I recoiled.
Like, no one was happy with this.
Yeah, it's too sweet. It's weird and mushy and not an ideal pickle.
It's just not nice. Not nice to eat.
Yeah. So a 0 out of 7 for me.
And I guess it's worth us keeping in mind, and I don't think this changes my vote for this one, certainly, is that pickles have a great many purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be... I love eating pickles just by themselves.
Absolutely.
But, you know, maybe some pickles might be designed of like, no, this one is what you put on a sandwich or in a thing. So we make it a little punchier.
Yeah.
And Again, I don't think that I would enjoy this pickle more, and especially this, where it's definitely not like you're not slamming that on a ham sandwich because it's a big cylinder. But at least I will only be judging it on, can I eat this by itself?
Right.
Like a little piggy boy.
Right. Like, yeah. I would usually see gherkins on like a charcuterie board or something.
Totally.
Where like they're meant to be like,
semi-standalone things.
Yeah.
I feel like, so in the Midwest, like there's like a relish tray that you put out.
All the Midwest?
The entire Midwest. Yeah.
I'll speak for Wisconsin.
No. Yeah. All of Wisconsin?
Just Sophie's
house. I will say all of Wisconsin. Yes. All of Wisconsin. Hmm. You can find a relish tray across the land of Wisconsin.
Sound off in the comments.
But for me growing up, they were like probably a smaller version of the gherkins, but none of our pickles were ever sweet. Because like the relish tray is supposed to be something a little bit like salty. So it was like gherkins, olives,
green onions, apparently.
If you're my grandma, green onions, yeah.
Just raw.
Just raw, everyone. Just raw.
Just you know. Not chopped or like chopped
like little
in half.
Stalks. So like a little 3 to 4 inch stalk.
You can but just like the green part on. And the white part. Like, I don't...
Yeah. Clearly
I don't
Sophie told us this story and we're all not fucking let it go because it's so fucking wild.
Yeah. So, I'm also 0 out of...
None a week.
Yeah. Nothing.
All right.
moving on.
All right. Yeah.
So the next one I want to do is going towards like the sour, the savorier version of pickles. So this is a pickle I have not had. Mm-hmm. I will preface this.
Good.
I saw in the shelf stable pickle section, because that's, I feel, a big caveat.
Yeah.
I got refrigerated pickles and shelf stable pickles. These ones are shelf stable. They came in a little pack and they're from Rick's Picks.
Yeah.
That's the brand name. Rick's Picks. It's like they were made in Rixia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Or it sounds like a salacious website that a man named Rick has organized with other Ricks to post certain images. But I'm sure this will be better than that.
Yeah. But this is the kind of, it would seem like their standard fare. This is their sour garlic.
Ooh.
Pickle. Oh. Sounds good.
Okay.
Just smelling it, it's way better than a sweet gherkin already. And these are, to note, these are like smaller spears.
Yeah.
Like they're...
like 3 or 4 inches long.
No, I think they're a little, like they're a little bit bigger than a gherkin quartered into spears.
Counterpoint. The ridges on Rick's Picks are sizable.
Yeah, this is a bumpy pickle.
This is a bumpy pickle. And I'm not against it. But it adds an illusion of this is an even bigger pickle than you're saying, than it actually is.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by A Foul Light Shines, a new free serial novel based on a D&D campaign. The Empire of Fire and Water has known 20 golden years of peace since the end of Aegenion's War, a peace which is now in peril. When a ragtag group of friends intervene in a grotesque monster attack, they're too late to save a wounded man who leaves them with an encrypted journal and the words, "Trust no one, Tyr." Can the gang find Tyr, escape the claws of more strange monsters, and uncover the lurking threat to the Empire before it's too late? This story features themes of found family and strength in diversity, and is available for free on Campfire and Royal Road. A Foul Light Shines. Come for the fantasy. Stay for the cheese-obsessed goblin gunslinger.
Hi, everyone. David here with The Midroll. We hope you've been enjoying the episode so far. If you want more of the Reckless Attack crew, come join the community on Discord. The link is in the show notes of the episode and on our website, recklessattack.com. If you want to support the show, head on over to Patreon, where you can get access to our Behind the Screen Talkback series, as well as our new series, Reckless a Snack, where we eat snacks and chat about the question of the day. As always, if you like the show, be sure to tell a friend about it too. Thanks so much for listening, and now, back to the episode.
First, much better texture.
Yeah, I didn't actively recoil from this one.
Not a perfect texture. There's still a little bit of the shell stable
mush, yeah.
Mushy.
Yeah. But I'm gonna overlook that for right now because like
for a shelf stable pickle, that was a pretty good texture.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. And I liked the like garlicky vinegariness.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely like very vinegary for me, but like I liked it.
I don't know if like the sweet gherkin really just blew out my taste buds, but like this one didn't taste like anything to me.
Did you have? Oh, you ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I like ate half of it, and I was like, that was nothing. And I tried the other half, and it was still kind of nothing. Like it's a little vinegary. Like I don't get any garlic, and it just tastes like a mushy pickle kind of. Maybe it's just me though.
So for me, this is like the quintessential pickle. Like when I think pickle, this is what I'm thinking about. It's just like a spear pickle. It's got some crunch to it. It's got some vinegar on, you know, it's vinegary. It's a, you know, got some extra little flavor bits on it. Maybe, it's just a standard pickle to me. Like I liked it.
Yeah.
I would eat it again. Like this is a solid, like 2 out of 7. I would eat it probably twice a week.
That's, yeah, I think yeah, that's yeah, where I was say, about is like, and I don't, again, with the distinguisher, I don't know that I would eat this by itself twice a week.
Sure.
But I would eat a sandwich or a hot dog, Chicago style, that had it on it twice a week and be like, cool, classic, tasty pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
And I got a little bit of the garlic kind of like, again, I don't know if it was just the vinegar or if I got extra brine or whatever. There was a little bit of zing. Not again, not spice in terms of like flavor, but spice in terms of there was kind of a little bit of a heat for me, which again, wasn't necessarily a value add in eating it, but would have been a value add with other things.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That one, it just like didn't taste like anything to me. Yeah. So I'm going to say probably like 1 out of 7 for me. I could definitely see it being on something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I just got a weird bad pickle. Or, I don't know.
I don't know. Let's not break up Rick's picks because I have good. Another Rick pick.
Okay, okay, cool. We're going to compare the picks.
Is his spicy sriracha.
Oh.
I really wanted to like throw in a flavored pickle.
Totally.
Yeah.
And absolutely. It was like this or horseradish bread and butter. And I was like, okay, but like, oh wait, here's a weird sriracha flavor. Well, yeah. Let's grab that. So
I will say there's like some red to it.
Yeah,
yeah, like, you can see some red.
There's something there. There's something in there.
I'm excited about this one.
You can smell a little bit of spice.
And the brine is definitely a little red, too.
It smells good. It smells like a nice sour pickle.
Yeah, with that like sriracha-y like garlic kind of flavor.
I don't like the smell of that.
No? Okay, I'm going to eat it.
Okay, I'm going to try this out. I really think that first gherkin like blew out my taste buds or something.
No.
I get like nothing from this.
No.
Oh, I get a little bit of spice.
Yeah.
It's not spicy.
No.
But I get a little bit of like, I don't think I would never be able to tell you it was sriracha.
Sure.
But there's like a little bit of spice.
I can barely tell it's a pickle.
David was short circuited by a sweet gherkin.
Well, yeah, you gotta smell some coffee or like.
Again, this is after a whole other chocolate recording too. So like,
we can take a break, babe. And you can
I don't know, man.
What we should have done is we should have alternated between chocolate and pickles.
Right.
And
that's
cleanse
true.
The palate. No, David. Yeah. I think in your defense, the last one, I got a little bit more to it. This one, I hate this pickle.
Yeah.
I hate this pickle.
More than the gherkin?
I think this is a -1 per week.
Oh, no.
Where I would actively, someone gave me this pickle. Great. Oops. I knocked it onto the ground. Like, the gherkin, at least I knew what I was in for.
Sure.
You know?
Okay.
Where it's like, mass-produced, whatever pickle. It does the technical job that it is supposed to do in that it tastes pickly. This one was, the flavor was kind of nowhere. It was all skin, weirdly, which is a weird vibe. I don't like sriracha as a flavor, generally. Sriracha tastes kind of like just spice to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even get that much of it. Yeah, -1. I would give this pickle back. This is not...
I would chew it a little bit and then spit it back out at the person who gave it to me.
Yeah, exactly. Or at least let it dribble down theatrically onto my lap to be like, "Ugh, you did this to me with your terrible picks, Rick."
I didn't mind this one. It was a little spicy. I think I'm like a 1 because I would eat it, but it's not like my preferred pickle.
I can't decide if I would eat this more or less than just like the regular garlic pickle because I like it. It's got a little bit of spice, but I feel like I would eat more of the regular one just on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So like fair. I'd probably give this one maybe about the same rating, honestly, like 2 days out of 7, I would eat this pickle and be like, yeah, all right.
I would live pickle-free rather than eat pickle. Like, and that's a dramatic statement for me. I love pickled things. Mm-hmm. I would rather be like, well, shit, I guess I'm not eating any pickles this week because I somehow picked this one up instead of the actual good pickles that I wanted.
I got 0s across the board because I cannot taste any of it. Yeah.
So, but we can actually take a break for you to go like cleanse your palate.
No, it's fine. We're going strong. We're doing it.
Does not register that I'm eating right now.
I think it's a good, authentic experience for, again, sometimes, and I think this happened to everyone, of just like, guys, none of this tastes either good or right or like anything. And right. I think that's valuable. Still, you know, like someone else is going to be listening to this and be like, oh my God, that's me. I am being represented in this, right? As a snack.
Like, I took beautiful. A second bite and I was like, this is a little spicy, but like still nothing.
No, again, this, I will back you up. This was, was nothing. Okay. Like this wasn't even as vinegary as the other.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
it was just like a sad, the world's worst cucumber.
World's worst wet cucumber.
Yeah. With a thick, tough skin. It's no good.
Really selling this. Yeah. Really selling Rick's picks today.
No.
Okay, but like, no, they are like oddly bumpy.
Yeah. Rick can come at me. Fucking, that's fine. We don't need his sponsorship money on this podcast.
Okay, well, the question we have for this one is, what is a fact that blew your mind? Because, as stated previously, I ate a lot of pickles when I was younger. And I don't remember when. I feel like it was too late. But I didn't know pickles weren't pickles.
What? They weren't just pickles.
I didn't know that... pickles started as cucumbers for like a very long time. I thought, like, I didn't know like pickling was a process. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. And like young Sophie, you go to the store, you pick up pickles. Like, there was no question as to how the pickles got to a grocery store or how they became pickles. It was like pickles are a thing. And so just like
jars of pickles growing in bushels across the country.
I just like, I thought it was like, so I just like it took I was like, what do you mean, why would you need a cucumber for
sure
pickles?
I was also surprised that cucumbers were pickles. I don't know that I would use the phrase I didn't realize pickles weren't pickles necessarily to describe my process of it, but no, I also that also was like, oh, it's wait, just like can't just be normal cucumbers,
yeah.
Right, like,
right.
That's not,
yeah,
that's no way zero, no. Wait, that cucumber is what this no. No,
yeah.
You're wrong.
Like, I think I was just like in the kitchen with my grandma because she makes refrigerator pickles. Mm-hmm. That's what she calls them. She has like this big plastic tub and she makes an obscene amount of pickles every time. But also like she doesn't have a recipe for it. It's just like, I don't know, I pour in this amount of shit and this amount of other stuff.
Which like bugs me because I've tried making pickles at least 4 times now and they've never turned out right. Like, and I've tried like measuring everything.
David
and,
has a scale out, I have a calculator for percentages.
Not for refrigerator pickles. Yeah, you just fucking dump it. And it's like, I don't know. Oh, this batch was a little sweeter this time. This batch was a little spicier or whatever. Try it again next time.
Yeah. I also am now like talking about pickles. Remember, my grandma's friend would take like empty champagne bottles.
Oh, cool.
And like use the cork and grow cucumbers.
Oh.
And then they would grow into the champagne bottle that was full of pickle brine.
Huh. Wild.
And like, I was like, how is this? Like, I was like, how did you get a pickle in there? My grandma was like, she grew it in there. And I was like, maybe this is another fact that someone, like, listener is going to tell me how it actually happened. But I was like, there is a pickle, a giant pickle in that jar. And I don't understand what is happening.
Don't care for that.
it is very like Snape potions wall kind of vibe. And it's like in her basement somewhere.
This pickle.
I don't think she ever ate the pickle. It was like, look at this weird thing I did.
I don't care for that. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I was the one who was pitching the idea of us pickling our own cadavers. Yeah. And this is worse.
So my fact is that you can grow a pickle inside a champagne bottle.
Yeah, right.
Like, I guess wow, that blows my mind in some ways. I'll go next. Mine is very short. While I am not this person now, there was definitely a period of my life where I thought about the Roman Empire multiple times a week. I loved Roman and a lot of just kind of classical history when I was a kid, like middle school, early high school. And I had this really wonderful middle school history teacher, Mr. Tewald. Thank you. Shout out to you. You retired a couple years ago. Hope you're enjoying it. And I'm sure you're listening. but he was a wonderful teacher and one of the first people who presented history as like a story, you know, as like not just here's a bunch of dates, here's a bunch of whatever. It's like, no, this happened because of this reasons and all of these things were going on. And there's this shared narrative and lots of, you know, making it a more human experience. And it just like changed the way that I looked at the subject and looked at the world. And specifically, my little brain was just weirdly destroyed when I realized that there's any overlap between like the Roman Empire and literally anything else, like ancient Egypt. You know, and then it was like partially just because like the Roman Empire went on for some version of it went on for a gazillion years. But of like my brain had always thought of things as like, oh, yes, over here, Roman Empire, over here, the Greeks, over here, like over here, the like ancient African ones and the Egyptians and whatever. But then of like taking that like further step back of like, holy shit, Cleopatra banged a Roman guy? What? was like just this weird thing of kind of realizing the largeness of the world, but the connectivity of all of it and how it wasn't all just in one, you know, in neat little boxes.
Yeah.
It's just kind of all of a mess of a ton of things happening all at the same time. And that was really just like, I remember that sticking out to me like, holy shit, this is all happening at the same time? What? And that was just, it was a cool little thing.
Nice.
That reminds me of David and I went to high school with a guy named Rick, actually. And his whole thing was he had a lot of speeches from ancient Rome memorized.
Oh, yeah, I remember right now.
And in Latin?
Not in Latin, that'd no. be yeah.
Different vibe.
Yeah, but he just had all these speeches memorized, and he would just bust them out at random times, like in the hallways or like whenever people would ask him. He'd like just stand out in his little soapbox and just start giving a speech. And the other thing that blew my mind was that he called his parents mother and father. This like 15-year-old, that's just what he called his parents. And all of us kids were like, you don't just call him mom and dad? No, what? But the actual fun fact that I had is actually something I learned like a year ago on Reddit. Of just, hey, did you know that sharks don't have any sound-producing organs in their bodies? And they're just perfectly silent as they coast through the ocean.
Huh.
And I was like, wow, that's awesome. I love sharks even more than I did previously. And I loved sharks a lot. But now knowing that none of their organs make any sound and they're just completely silent killers is just like, hell yeah, sharks.
You go, sharks.
Yeah, good job, sharks, for being around for millions and millions of years and just getting to this point. That's great.
I have a similar fun fact too. I really enjoy the like animals that have essentially not evolved for a million years or whatever.
Yeah. There's like, I think it's even more than that.
Millions and millions and millions of years. There's a handful of them. Sharks, obviously. Like I think alligators or crocodiles.
Yep.
Several others. One of my favorite ones is that this is off the top of my head, so I think I'm gonna say it right. There are, I think, maybe only one example of prehistoric megafauna that still exists. So, like, you know, think of like the Natural History Museum, right? Where it's like, yeah. Oh my God, look yeah. at this giant palm frond. Yeah. Or like, hey, remember there used to be sloths that were the size of elephants? Pretty cool. And mammoths and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one that is like most directly connected and like has a through genetic line from that time where animals were huge and giant is the moose.
Oh.
Like the Canadian moose.
Wow.
Which is fucking huge.
You don't realize how big they are.
Cannot understate unless you have seen them up close. They are horrifyingly large creatures. And then as soon as you hear that fact and see a moose, you're like, oh yes, this makes sense that this creature, the scale of it does not belong in our time period.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that.
I just remember we were in Toronto, went to go see the skeleton of the giant sloth. And I am team giant sloth. It is really cool. Everyone go see it in person. It's terrifying.
They're
and
so big.
So cool. And I was just like, awesome, great. Let's go to the gift shop so I can get a giant sloth skeleton tee. Any type of giant sloth skeleton merch. I need it. I want it. They had none.
Oh,
I was like, not ask even the shop lady, like, hey, anything? And she's like, no. But like, please look at this fucking crystal whale. So I was like, I don't have $5,000 to spend. I want a giant sloth t-shirt. And I was so sad.
Right, real missed opportunity.
Yeah, right.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. I will say, related to the moose, the fun fact that blew my mind is the size of an anteater. Because you always see their little faces close up, and you're like, they eat ants. Like, how small can they be? Like, there must be, like, armadillo-sized or whatever. They're 8 feet long.
They're pretty big, yeah. They're pretty big.
They're
even big
old
whippy tails and that kind of, but they're, like, pretty big.
Yeah. They're, like, half the size of humans. Like,
Jesus.
Like, they go up to your waist, and they have, like, these weird pointy little heads, and they eat ants. They're enormous.
I don't know how to
So in
feel
case
about
you
that.
Wanted a new fear for your nightmares.
They're actually giant.
Yeah, I how? But like
yeah, they're just big.
They're just very long. And like
tall.
4 to 5.
How do they sustain that lifestyle by eating ants?
Ants are protein packed. Great like, source of protein.
It's true.
I guess you can just eat a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like jeez.
Well yeah, they're huge.
I think they also maybe don't eat. Like, I think they're a little bit more varied, if
okay.
I remember right.
The,
like,
the
I think
name
that was
is not.
Another, I think
not,
that was another yeah. weird fact that I learned, is, like, anteaters maybe don't only eat ants.
I should
eat a lot of ants.
Only
but,
eat ants, yeah.
Yeah, but it's in the name.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Of course,
yeah.
Like, you could easily name, like, a panda as, like, yeah, it's a bamboo bear.
Well,
or
I mean,
whatever.
This is just an animals fact episode.
Yeah, of course.
So zebra sharks are
only
actually...
zebras.
What? So they're named like zebra sharks because when they're young, they have black and white stripes. But then they grow up and they're actually gray with spots.
Hmm.
So like a baby zebra shark looks like a zebra. But then they grow out of it and then they're just
it's
like,
just a
oh.
phase. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But bro, if you love sharks, you can feed sharks at the shit aquarium.
Sick.
They have a whole shark tour, which is where I learned the zebra shark fact.
Amazing. Okay, yeah. Cool. See y'all later. I'm going to go to the aquarium.
There's a guitar shark that's like a stingray shark, and it's fucking terrifying. Like, it is not something I would be worried about eating me because the stingray will not eat me, but feeding this thing... So, okay, imagine a stingray, but instead of a stinger at the end, it's like a full shark tail.
No.
Combine a stingray
I'd
and a shark.
I'd rather not picture that. Thank you. That will be appearing in a future underwater segment of our podcast.
But when it's ready to eat, it will like swim up the wall and like breach the water. And
Sick.
Then you see its underside. And I was like, I didn't need to not need to see that.
No, thank you.
Yep. Wow.
What was it called?
Wow.
Again? I think it was called like a guitar shark.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so there you go. Back to pickles.
Yeah.
A guitar fish, maybe?
Maybe fish, yeah.
Is it this guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
But like bigger.
Huh. Oh, wow. Yeah, he looks like a guitar.
Yeah.
Guitar Shark is a cooler name. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I should have asked you first.
This is our Pickles and Sharks episode.
Fucking guess so.
This is what happens after we ate a lot of sugar and then yeah. talk about weird animal yeah. facts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But guys, do you want to try some bread and butter?
Yes. Yes. Feed me these bread and butter pickles, please.
Okay. So these are from the refrigerated section. These are Boar's Head.
Oh.
It's a brand of deli meats yeah. and deli yeah. things.
So this is like you would eat it on a sandwich kind of thing.
And like, what's the difference yeah. between a regular, like a pickle, like a vinegar pickle and a bread and butter pickle for the uninitiated like me?
I guess I don't know the exact definition. Bread and butter pickles tend to be a little bit sweeter. They have like mustard seed in the brine.
Mm, yeah, and you can see that on these pickles too.
Okay, yeah, and I'm trying to think what else.
I'm Googling it.
Okay, thank you, Nathan. They are like a yellowy green.
Okay, not just like a green.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I never know the difference. Like, the difference is, like, the flavor to me.
Yeah,
so.
Fair. Yeah. Says bread and butter on the jar, so I'm calling them bread and butter pickles.
Yeah. We can try them while Nathan Googles.
All right. Cool.
So, I don't like a bread and butter pickle.
Already biased against these.
I mean, this was a good bread and butter pickle. I liked it. It had a good crunch. But it's a sweet pickle. Not like in a bad way with the sweet gherkin. I think this one is more straightforwardly sweet with a little bit of vinegar for me. So it's like not bad. But I like never want a sweet pickle. Ever. And I'm sad about it.
Mm-hmm. You would rather have the vinegary pickles.
Yes.
The really sour ones.
It doesn't have to be super sour, but mm-hmm. I want something that is crisp and refreshing.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
As a pickle, like that to me is what a pickle is. And this is not, it's crisp, but it's yeah. not refreshing.
Uh-huh.
It's too sweet to be yeah. refreshing.
Right. I will say this is a much better pickle than any of the other pickles we've
Definitely.
Had today.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this is our first refrigerated section
okay,
pickle.
Fair. That's fair.
These are not the shelf stable ones.
I like these though. They're good. And I think like, this is like miles ahead of the first sweet gherkin that we had. Like it's very reminiscent of it, but better in every way.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have this like 3 times a week. But okay. I also get what you're saying of like, this is not what I think about when I think of pickles. Mm-hmm. I think about more of the crisp, the refreshing, the sour. Like that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I would eat this 3 times a week if I had them in my refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like it's sweet. It's like mustardy. It's not particularly sour, but it is like, crisp. It's a good pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would be happy with this on a sandwich. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for me, like also 3 out of 7, which is good because all the rest of them are not.
We're already on a scale of -1.
Yeah,
to 3. So
I
like,
stand by it.
Yeah.
So first, I think that the main difference is that there is, first of all, sugar in as part of the process, but also it seems like there is a lot more emphasis on various spices as a part of the process too. Mustard being one, celery seed being another kind of like classic one that shows up a lot. I think some of them also, and maybe this is more speculation, but I think some of them also might emphasize apple cider vinegar a little bit more often than just kind of straight whatever vinegars.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And that being kind of a main differentiator is certainly, I think, sugar added to it.
Yeah.
I have become more inoculated to bread and butter pickles. So I think both as a child we had it a lot, and that is the only type of pickle that my wife likes.
Oh.
So I have them a lot. And these, I liked this a lot because even though it was sweeter, there's a lot of different flavors in it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just like, yep, this is vinegar and a cucumber or salt and whatever. This one did have, I liked that it had a little bit more depth to it as a pickle to eat by itself as opposed to like, oh yeah, throw this perfect on a sandwich or whatever. Like I would eat a pile of that like 3 or 4 times a week as part of like, yeah, a charcuterie thing or like a relish plate, whatever that is.
On top of my
green
onions.
Tray.
Sure it is.
Get one of those special little crystal dish. Oh, sorry. Part of a relish tray is also just a radish.
Like a whole radish.
Just like
a multiple.
Like
not even sliced.
Just like a...
If you want more proof that Sophie is just making this up as she goes, like, guys, just a heads up, relish tray.
No, I just remember it's a radish.
You need a radish. Just a whole radish. Leave it alone on the tray. Put a watermelon
there's
on
there. There's multiple. No, it's not a relish tray. Get out of here. So you're going to eat a pile of
pickles?
Bread I would say pickles? This is, yeah, probably also, it's in the, like, a high 3, maybe low 4 range for me. Mm-hmm. Of like, I would snack on this frequently if it was just a jar in my fridge.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That's fair.
But it's not the full, like, there's some pickles where it's like, I have to restrain myself. Mm-hmm. Where I can only give this pickle a 3 because I would finish a jar in 3 days.
Yeah.
And it wasn't quite to that level, but it's definitely like, I would have 3 of these more days than not.
Right. Would you choose to be preserved in this brine of mustard and celery?
I like the direction that it's in. I don't like, for presentation purposes, how yellow the brine is.
Sure.
I feel like that would throw off kind of the vibe of the sideshow that I would be part of.
Okay, okay. And what's our final pickle, Sophie?
Okay, our final pickle is a classic dill. It is a refrigerated pickle. It's like Grillo's, David, do you remember?
That sounds about right, but I also don't remember off the top of my head.
We'll get Jonathan to take a photo of it and put it on Patreon.
Uh-huh.
So I went to... Also, this grocery store I went to had pickles in 3 different places. So, like, I don't know. I don't know where all the pickles are. But this is a classic dill. It is not specifically a kosher dill, which is my preferred.
Mm.
I don't know. I can Google the technical differences. I assuming it is just one is kosher.
Kosher salt, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. One thing I will say about this one, you can see bits of dill floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's very nice.
Uh-huh. It looks like a regular, like, good pickle, so we'll try it out.
I have thoughts.
What's the pickle opinions?
This is a really salty pickle.
Yeah.
So this is a pickle chip, which I think is important. I love a good pickle spear. Kosher dill pickle spear. The skin is still like cucumber skin.
Yeah.
It's not it's
thick.
Not like there is like the finest of lines where the pickle skin gives you a nice crunch.
Yes.
Without being mushy. And then a nice crunch without being tough.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it's like tough and crunchy, not like the crisp bite you get in a pickle.
Yeah, it's like it's just a little too thick. Like it's too tough.
Yeah. But I think I love a dill pickle. So this is my favorite by far of the ones we've had today. This is not my favorite dill pickle that I have.
But how many times a week would you eat it?
This is really salty.
It is.
So I'm going to say 7 because I would have one pickle chip a day.
that's reasonable.
Yeah, that's fair.
My max pickle chip is 1 a day.
Yeah. It's about, yeah.
Because it's very salty.
Yeah, it's weird how salty it is. It's very flavorful. And not just salty, like, which is a flavor, but it is very dilly. It looks more like a cucumber than most pickles do, I feel like. Like, you can see that, like, it is still, the flesh is still very light colored, and the outside is a little darker, unlike a lot of pickles where it's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of like a weird green.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's salty, which I'm not against. But, yeah, and then the skin texture was
no good
for me. And maybe it might even just be because it's either fresher or, I don't know, maybe the salt content messes up that kind of a thing and like getting textures right. I don't know. But yeah, that one, I wanted to like it more.
I was excited about this one and I got a little let down.
I like it better than either of the Rick's pickles. I don't like it as much as I liked the bread and butter ones as a standalone pickle, I think.
Yeah, this one was tough for me too, because I was thinking about comparing it to the bread and butter we just had. And I don't know, I think I would eat this pickle more often than I would eat the bread and butter ones, if only because I don't like the sweet ones as much. I like the salty and the sour ones more. And like, yeah, this one was more salty and maybe a little tough, but I think I would go back for seconds more often for this one than for the bread and butter.
I'm with Sophie. I think I would have
One. That's fair. That's
and
fine.
Again, have one of them frequently because it is tasty. Yeah, but
I feel like I need a break. Like I need to drink like a whole glass of water and then come back for another pickle.
I think I'm more like bread and butter for this specific one. Like, I like the kosher dill more as like a brand, as a concept. And like, this was like a very classic pickle, but like, it was a little too salty, a little too briny,
yeah,
a little too tough for me. And so like, of the pickles presented here, I would do the bread and butter one more.
Okay, okay.
So this one was like a one for me.
That's fair.
One a day.
Yeah. Obviously.
Listeners, if you hear a weird snap that couldn't be edited out, that was me because I remembered the brand name of my favorite pickles. It's Clausen's. Clausen's Kosher Dill, everybody.
Which we don't have here.
We don't have here today, but God damn it, I'm going to go find it and buy a whole jar of Kosher Dill pickle spears.
We're recording this pretty early, so Sophie, it is your job to try and get a sponsorship deal from this pickle that we're name dropping. It wasn't even a part of the taste testing process and just getting all this
free
pub.
I'm
going
to get a jar of these pickles and make everyone have a pickle, including Steve, who's not here for this episode.
Yeah.
But we're all going to try it on a regular episode and then just cut in how we feel about Clausen's kosher dill pickles.
Yeah. If they pay us. Yeah, yeah, right. Sounds like a great idea. Big pickle, get at us.
Yeah, right?
And we'll trash your competitors.
Like, right, yeah.
We already have.
Rick's Picks.
Blastic Gherkins, terrible. No. Rick's Picks, somehow one of them was even worse.
Yeah. Like, Boar's Head is like
solid. Right. Yeah, solid. Yeah, I would eat these.
I'd be interested in trying the Boar's Head dill, like a dill, kosher dill kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because that, again, it had the nice, it still had a lot of flavor, but yeah, like a little bit more balanced maybe.
I have one funny pickle story and then we can end. So I was at a bar with my friend. We were watching the Packers game and I got like a burger and fries meal. And as it should, it came with a pickle spear on the side.
Of course.
The combo is not complete unless there is a pickle, in my opinion, in my pickle opinion. And I was like, hey, everybody, I'm done eating. Feel free to grab some fries or part of a burger. You can have whatever you want. And I was about to say, except the pickle. Like, I'm saving that. That's going to be my refresher. And I love her. She went for this pickle so damn fast. I gut reaction, like, instinctually clawed her hand. I'm like, how dare you reach for my pickle?
I would have grabbed her wrist from across the table, pulled her towards me, and at the same time punched her in the jaw. Yeah. Like, just using all that momentum.
No, you cannot. It's my pickle.
Fucked up.
Pickle. And that's how I feel about pickles. Yeah. For the right pickle, I'll punch you.
Yeah.
Pickle punch.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye, thank you, patrons,
thank
for
you.
This pickle episode.
Thank you, our pickle patrons.
Yeah. We love you. We'll see you later.